speedbuilders.com. Would you please tell me your complete name and tell me how old you are?
I'm Kenny Shivers. I'm 19 years old.
Kenny, where do you reside?
I live in North Augusta, 451 Liberty Hill Road, North Augusta.
Who do you live there with?
My parents.
You have never been married?
No, sir.
Did you grow up in North Augusta?
No, sir, in Jackson.
Jackson, South Carolina?
Yes, sir.
How far did you go in school?
12th grade.
Where did you attend high school?
North Augusta.
And did you graduate?
Yes, sir.
When did you graduate?
Last year.
That would have been 1990?
Yes, sir.
Did you participate in sports in high school?
Yes, sir.
What did you play?
Football.
What position did you play?
Defense.
Defense what?
Back.
Play any additional sports?
No, sir.
So at the time of this accident, you were still in high school, is that correct?
Yes, sir, but I didn't get to play my senior year. I wasn't playing ball when I had the accident.
Why didn't you get to participate your senior year?
Because I was too old, you know.
You were over 18?
18, right.
So you didn't play any ball after your junior year?
Right.
And this accident would have happened in the fall of your senior year?
Yes, sir.
Approximately the end of football season?
December 11th is when it was, and football season was over, you know.
Now, tell me what you can recall about the evening of December 11, 1989, where you had been, where you were going, and just what you remember happening with the accident.
Okay, well, I left home going over to my girlfriend's house, which she stays out there off of number one. After I left her house, I was coming on back home. So I was running, you know, about 35, 40 maybe. Then I was coming on home, and this car came from out of the blue. I don't know where he came from or what. All I remember is when he hit me, mine just started spinning around. And then when mine went up against the curb, it went back down towards the other road. And about the time I looked around, he was pulling off.
All right. You were on Gordon Highway?
Yes, sir.
And were you headed towards North Augusta?
Yes, sir. It happened right there up under that bridge, you know, over past 25, going up under the bridge.
Oh, it happened in South Carolina?
No. It's on Gordon Highway. And you know how you come from the mall, and there's that bridge? I think that's 25.
This is just after you pass Horn's Motor Lodge on the right-hand side, and then there's that bridge that goes over Gordon Highway? Is that where you're talking about?
What's the name of that place?
Horn's Motor Lodge?
I don't know too much about that area, but it's the overpass of 25.
What kind of car were you driving?
A Buick Regal.
And whose car was that?
It was my mother's car.
Were you by yourself?
Yes, sir.
And what time of evening was this?
This had to be around approximately 8, 8:30.
What lane were you traveling in?
The right, you know, right-hand lane.
What were the traffic conditions?
It wasn't actually bad at all.
When did you first actually notice the car that you had an impact with?
When he hit me.
Where was your car hit?
It was hit right there in the front, and then also right on the left-hand side on the front, and at the back door.
All right.
He came across and hit me in the front, and it was wet, and my car started spinning around. It caught him in the back.
And that's when you were impacted on the left back, as opposed to the left front?
Front, exactly.
Where did your car ultimately end up?
After it went across the ditch and stuff out there in that lane, it was in up on the curb of the road. I don't remember the name of that road.
Were you actually in a ditch?
No. It had, you know, skidded into the ditch and immediately back up on the other road and broke my axle and miscellaneous stuff like that on the car.
What did you do subsequently?
I couldn't do nothing. My leg was stuck up under the dash.
Your leg was stuck up under the dash?
Yes, sir.
Which leg was that?
My left leg.
Did that prevent you from getting out of the automobile?
Yes, sir.
I mean, were you actually pinned in the automobile?
Well, you know, this black guy, he came back and helped me out from under there.
Who helped you out?
I don't recollect his name.
Are you aware of any witnesses to the accident?
Yeah, it was him and his girlfriend.
Do you recall who that was?
Well, I don't actually know them personally.
Was that Richard Littleton?
That possibly could be him. I can't recall his name. All I remember is his face.
And he returned and assisted you in getting out of the automobile?
Exactly.
And at that exact point in time, was there anybody else at the scene other than this man that helped you out?
No, sir, just him and his girlfriend.
Do you know if he saw the accident?
Yes, sir.
He told you he did?
He did, yes, sir.
Okay, what happened after that?
Well, about 15 minutes later, the cop came, and so he was telling the cop he had got the tag number and stuff like that, you know. And then the cop kept asking me, was I drinking and stuff like that. I told him, no, you know. And so I went on to the emergency room, and that's when I come to find out my leg was really messed up.
Had you been drinking?
No, sir.
Did they test you for drinking?
No, sir.
And you said you went to the emergency room. That was at University Hospital?
Yes, sir.
And you say you came to find out at the emergency room that your leg was really messed up. What did you find out?
They said it was bruised, you know. They didn't know nothing definite.